NRL headlines with Billy Moore on 92.7 Mix FM.
Okay, Billy Moore, first things first, my friend. How did you go last week on the tips? How are you? What's your first round numbers there? See how you're going.
4 out of 8.
Four out of eight.
Yeah, right. Post Vegas, I was 2 out of 6. There's a couple of very poor performances, and they should actually get a letter from me saying, "You stuffed up my tipping, Con."
Yeah, and you let me down.
The Knights losing at home.
Yeah, the Dolphins were terrible. I thought the Titans losing to the bottom.
Yeah.
Like St. George to me was Spooners.
Yeah.
And they were demolished.
That's crazy.
And the Warriors got rolled at home. They're leading and did what Warriors do really well. Sometimes they forget to keep playing.
Hey, before we get into this next round, the elephant in the room, we better talk about 8 weeks for Spencer Lenu after calling Ezra Mam a monkey on the field in Vegas. What do you think? 8 weeks, about right?
I thought six. I think I might mention six here last week. Initially, I thought before. Because once it was engaged and was out there, you could just see that the NRL said, "Hey, this is
we're going to have to come down hard,
come down heavy." And in essence, what I think's been lost a little bit is it's actually two young gentlemen in an altercation on a footy field, and it becomes a circus. And I thought the NRL let the circus go on far too long. When they came back from Vegas, they should have had that hearing 2 or 3 days after. Because last weekend, both teams weren't playing.
Yes.
So it would have been perfect to get it over and done with. So I do believe a lot of hidden agendas get played out in all this. 8 weeks is excessive. It's heavy.
Sending a message.
I can send a message. And look, I'll say a couple of things. Firstly, ignorance is no defence. That's first and foremost. So when you have someone like Spencer Lee and you go, "I didn't realise monkey was such an inflammatory, racist word," well, why not? And obviously we're throwing Adam Goods had to go through this. And he came and goes, "Who's Adam Goods?" And there's a couple other Polynesians who are about the same age, you know, in their early 20s, go, "We don't know who Adam Goods is." Now, in theory, we're just actually imposing upon them our experience and our standards, where maybe we've actually let these young men down by saying, "Hey, you should know about this."
But
yesterday, Bill, we had a codes test, right? So this radio thing, all the announcers have to go into a room and basically go through what we can and can't say, you know, when it comes to race and sexism and all these things.
And every radio announcer in Australia has to sign off on it every single year.
Okay.
Like, I just can't believe that they don't have that in all codes of sport.
Ping! Well, there you go. You have found the benefit of this whole situation. Lee New will do 8 weeks and, okay, deserves it. Bang. But the thing is, I always believe in learns. Okay, let's move away from the blame and go, right, what is the learning? Because what you want is you don't want this to happen again.
Yeah.
If it happens again, well, fool me once, shame on you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fool me twice, shame on me. So our job is to make sure it never happens again, and we've got to make sure we don't think everybody knows, but make sure everyone does know.
Yeah, this is it. Is it time now? I mean, Caroline and I have had a couple of chats now about sledging, and at first I'm like, sledging, so what, you know? Sure, don't be a racist, but... another lady rang up and said, "Well, if you said a comment about how's your wife and my kids, which is the 80s classic, that guy literally could have been through a divorce." I know it's not the same kind of pain. It's not the same kind of insult. But you're still damaging someone emotionally.
And
so is it, long story short, are we looking at ending sledging in all codes of sport?
Netball banned sledging in 2003 and hand on heart, sledging is not a part of the game of netball. At the highest level, there is no sledging.
Short answer is yes, sledging will go.
But
it will take a little bit of time.
Yes.
Because you said 03. Now, 03, there is no more sledging in netball, but it's probably taken half a generation because the players that are in the trenches, they're so used to reacting a certain way in all sports. Yes. So what they've got to say is, "I can't do that anymore." And it might sound a bit of a wank, but there is a learn.
You've got to deprogram.
Bang, bang, bang. We're talking in fractions of a second, especially in a collision-based sport, and the alpha male and the bully situation needs to rule because I need a certain amount of intimidation. If you don't feel intimidated, then sometimes I'm not doing my job because certain people are paid to intimidate. So all these things have to work its way through. But one thing you have to do is one of the weapons you cannot use is the sledge. It will take time, but that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, all right, Bill. Thank you very much. Let's have a look at the round. Okay, we got tomorrow night's match at Suncorp. The Bunnies 13th taking on the Broncos in 12th. It is only our second round, though.
Both losers from Viva Las Vegas. This is huge. Broncos to win this. Last year it was split 1-1. Look, this is going to be a cracking game. The big difference for me is the ex-South player, Adam Reynolds, at half. I think he's the difference. The teams line up pretty similar. South have lost two really good centres. They've got fillers, and with all due respect, they're only just fillers, so that's a weakness. But I think the number seven for the Bronx will show. Hopefully he does play, because there was a bit of a rumour that he was carrying a little bit of injury after Vegas. So if he plays, Bronx win.
Okay, Sharkies are taking on the Bulldogs in Sydney on Friday, arvo.
Sharks, great result to win across the Tasman week one. Dogs, disappointing. Disappointing. Gus, wield your magic.
Bad doggies.
Bad doggies.
Sharks to win.
We've got the Eels in third, taking on the Penny Panthers in 11th. Now, they're going to Penrith for this. Great hometown advantage.
Huge Western Sydney derby, sold out. Look, this would be a cracking game. Eels have the wood on the Panthers, and they've had it for about 3 years. They just, the last 2 years, they've won every time they met.
Yeah,
but not this one.
Okay. No, all right, so no. You're tipping the pennies.
Yes, sir.
All right, so we're going
to... You're writing them down too, just in case I can't sneak, aren't you?
Going down to the nation's capital, Canberra taking on the West Tigers. Canberra looking good in fourth.
Well, they had a great first up win in Newcastle. Yeah, look, just threw my tips out. The Raiders, the Green Machine, get your form together. So I'll get the Raiders to win this. I think they'll be too good for the Tigers in Canberra.
The Knights are going up to Townsville to take on the Cowboys. The Cowboys... And the Knights, look, I don't know what's going on there, but the Knights are already in 14th.
Yeah, look, as I said, that surprise losers at home. Cowboys, they won in Brisbane against the Dolphins last Sunday.
Massive, a nasty win too, a real win.
Game and, everything I said the Dolphins were going to do, they didn't. Obviously, Wayne Bennett didn't get my email, so I'll have to make sure he does this week. Cowboys to go 2-0.
The Storm in 7th, taking on the Warriors in 10th. They're going to Melbourne for that. Storm, the money's on the Storm.
Ripping game, great game of footy. I've got the Storm to win that. Bellamy's men, well, they just don't know how to lose. And they won, so that's 23
right.
years.
Yeah, 23 years.
I picked that one.
Yeah.
That's the one he picked, yeah. Roosters and Seagulls are going for it. What do you think on that one?
Oh, this should be a good game too. The Birds of Sydney going at it. This will be a cracking game of football. Toss of the coin. I'm going to have to go Roosters because I just sometimes can't go Seagulls.
And get your fins up for... Yeah, I understand. It's all right. I understand. It's Manly. What are you going to do? Heading to Redcliffe, get your fins up. Dolphins taking on the Dragons, and the Dragons were looking great last week.
Yeah, look, I don't know how, I don't know why. They've got a new coach, Shane Flanagan, and he'll do anything to win Shane Flanagan. And you can just see, he's one of those guys that can dust off a pile of poo and make it work. He got hold of the Sharks and they were last. Last. Spoon. Then 3 years they won the comp.
Wow.
Into the same roster.
Okay. Could he do the same to the Dragons?
I don't know. Give me some time to watch him go these green shoots, because that team, when I looked at it on paper, go, they cannot stack up against a hot Titan side who had their own new coach, and they blew the Titans apart. So watch this space. I'm going to go... the Dolphins. Ooh. The simple fact is, I put it in my top eight. So I'm staying rock solid. Staying rock solid for at least this week, and right. Then after that, they're gone.
After the 15 years you've been tipping for us, mate, I've really got to start writing these tips down, because I'm not sure how much credit you have. We're totally. It's a self governing thing.
That's right. I believe you, Bill. Your tips are great.
The key thing is that the listeners stick rock solid. When you say to them, I don't know, what did Billy tip last week? Don't worry about telling them what I tipped. I'll tell you what I tipped.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. It's 19 past 7. Billy Moore, thank you. We'll see you next week for more footy. It's Mark and Caroline for breakfast, 92.7 Mix FM.